Jonah experienced the frame. God told him to go to the city of Nineveh, but he didn't want to go there. He said, God, that's what you want me to do, but I want to go my own way. He went in the opposite direction. And God will always let you do your own thing. He'll let you go your own way, but He is so merciful, at some point, you're going to bump into your frame. He let Jonah go the wrong direction. Jonah ended up on a ship out at sea in the middle of a huge storm. He finally told the crew that he was the problem. This crew had no mercy. They said, Jonah, you're the problem. Good riddance. You're out of here. They threw him overboard. You would think this would be the end of Jonah's life. He brought the trouble on himself. He knew the right thing to do, but he did just the opposite. He had nobody to blame except himself. I'm sure Jonah felt that he was finished. He said his goodbyes, made his peace, and down he went. But what Jonah didn't realize was the frame God had put around his life. Yes, he made a mistake, but it wasn't outside the frame. Yes, he was in trouble, but that trouble wasn't a surprise to God. God allowed the difficulty into Jonah's frame not to harm him, but to push him toward his divine destiny. When things looked hopeless to Jonah, when he was out on the sea treading water with no chance to survive, along comes a big fish and swallows him. You know what the fish was? As Abigail was to David's frame, the fish was a part of Jonah's frame. 3 days later, that fish spit him up onto dry ground. Jonah said, you know what? I think I'll go to Nineveh after all. As Jonah did, you can run as much as you want, but the good news is you'll never run out of your frame. You'll keep bumping up against it again and again. It will always push you back towards your divine destiny. In other words, you can go out and party, live it up, not give God the time of day. But while your friends are partying, while they're enjoying life, deep down, you'll be miserable, thinking, why can't I enjoy this? Why am I so unsatisfied? It's because of the frame God has put on your life. You are ruined for living a defeated, mediocre, compromising life. God's calling is on you. You can go your own way, but God has a way of getting you back on course. God has built a frame that you can't penetrate. The enemy can't penetrate. Drugs can't penetrate. The wrong people can't penetrate. The Most High God has fenced you in. He has put boundaries around your life so strong that all the forces of darkness cannot get in and you cannot get out. And yes, you can make mistakes. You can run from the call. You can try to ignore it. But the frame around your life was put in place before the foundation of time. When God breathed His life into you, He framed your world.